You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Got the sponsor right this time because it was on my notes. That's how you learn from your mistakes, Woody. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan, he won a Stanley Cup back in 2004 with Tampa before they were Tampa. He was tapped to coach Team USA at the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. It was there he declared he would sit any player that protest the national anthem. Stephen A. Smith responded by saying, and I quote, "This ain't the United States of Tortorella." We last saw him in 2021 as the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, where he became their all-time winningest coach. Let's be honest, though. He's more of a Red Jacket guy. But Dan, after a miserable 61-point campaign, one of the most storied franchises in the sport, the Philadelphia Flyers, needed to restore order. And when order needs to be restored, there is only one man to turn to.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. When order needs to be restored, is there any man that needs to be turned to more than?
And Dan, just like that, make no mistake about it. John Tortorella is back. Torts. Before we move forward, let's go back to a few from last week that still make sense this week, but didn't make the show last week because Witty didn't tell me what settings to have my mic on. Terrible job.
That's it. You've lost him. He's done. He's so furious. He was so mad. He was so mad at you last week.
And Woody, by the way, I'm taking Thursday off.
It's on him.
Yeah.
It's on. That's a you problem. Where'd he go? That's as angry as I've ever seen Chris Whittingham when you hit him last week with it's a you problem.
It's a terrible job.
After you didn't show up for work.
EP, tell your host, your old host, what settings you want him on. You live, you learn, Dano. The Yankees can mash. You know what Aaron Judge seems to be doing?
Mashing.
Coming into his own. And mashing. Whittingham left.
Yeah, he's so done with you.
Thursday off. Steph Curry, congratulations on finally doing what it is you're supposed to do. Now do it again. He did it again. That was after game four. Then he had a whopper in game five. But he did it again, Dan.
Yeah, I know, but you had him down in game five. We haven't even gotten to Tatum yet. When are we going to get to Kyrie Irving and Tatum?
We will. Do it again. Has anyone ever said, I have to be better during a playoff run more than Jason Tatum? Safe to say, the Phillies are better without Joe Girardi. Getting a room service tray out back into the hallway after you're done eating. Very tricky game, and often a dangerous one.
Really?
You ever try to do it? It depends on the door, to be honest with you. If it's a tricky door, you got to hold the door open with your... You got to put the tray down, get the door open, get the tray back, and then get it into the hallway. It is a tricky, dangerous game.
Did you just ask me with a straight face, have I ever had room service and put the tray outside my door?
I did.
Do you know how I am? I whatever you think of master expertise with nunchucks,
yeah,
I am that at taking, I can spin a room service tray and have it land in the kitchen downstairs.
Really?
From where I throw it. I've gotten so good.
An expert, huh? Not a dangerous game for you. But at one point, it was a dangerous game for you.
I had to learn. I had to learn, but it took a lot of practice. Wow. I got very good.
I'm sorry I offended you. It's
deeply offensive. Do I know how to put a room service tray outside of my door? How dare you, sir?
I'm sorry. Who do you think you're talking to?
But Roy, it is tricky. I mean...
Yeah, you just got to slide outside.
Do you?
What's tricky about it? I don't understand. What kind of difficulties are you having?
The guy comes in. There's he puts door. The tray down. Right, but open it. I have two hands for the tray. How do you open the door? You spin it. I understand that. But
on my head. Right? On my nothing but empty dishes and plates. And there's not. I'm not going to get anything on me. There's nothing left there.
I stand corrected, I guess. No one agrees. Yankee fans, got news for you. You can't cheer Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. 4 months ago, you wanted both of them to be fired. Forget about the gambling problem and the Saudi money. Phil's a lot harder to root for simply because of the beard.
Is that right?
Yeah. Listen, a funny thing happened to me watching the Open. I had bad feelings stirring around me.
Whoa,
yeah.
He's your favorite.
I know, but he's a shotgun golfer now. It doesn't feel real. He's taken that money. I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing. I probably would. But, man, I had a hard time rooting for
this
Phil, and I'm always rooting for Phil.
Greg Cody had the same reaction where he was spitting at these LIV guys. He was spitting at them.
Also shave. That beard's not working.
That's what I'm saying. Like, forget about all that. I could put all that aside. The beard.
You could put the bone saw aside.
I mean.
But the beard. The beard is the last straw for
he's
you.
He's tough to root for now.
The beard was part of the PR strategy.
I know.
Have to convince the public.
What, to look like an asshole?
That you are a degenerate gambler.
I like my baby face Phil, though. I do. Yeah, I look baby chubby,
face,
you know?
I'm baby with Mike face on Phil, this, though. You whisper about their gambling problem. Bearded Phil, you know.
You think they sent him out in part of image rebuff. Phil, what we need is you to look coked out of your mind. In your eyes, we just need you. Your life's out of control and you need to look it.
You know how hard it is to take a picture with Dustin Johnson and look like you're the guy that parties?
But that's what that tour feels like. It just feels like a bunch of guys who, they don't care about golf. Like, I wanted to see desperately, like Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson in the final pairing. Like, I now want to see these two tours kind of go up against each other, but I found myself not liking Phil, and that's a bad feeling.
Who was the LIV golfer? Was it Dustin Johnson that said, actually, I don't like golf? I don't care if it comes off like I don't care about golf. It's not that important to me. I'm just so happen to be good at it.
Right. I get it. I mean, now you have Koepka going over there. I mean, the PGA cannot say the world's best golfers play here, and three of them play there.
It is interesting. We've talked so much, Stugatz, about the pandemic speeding up greed. Like, this is how brazen at the top end of golf, individual sports, not a team sport. When guys can be the greediest, look how greedy they can be.
Yeah.
It's not that they care about the tour or any of that stuff. It is so much money that it can't be refused.
Less golf, more money. And you still get to play the majors. It's unbelievable.
So, guys, you're going to go to the LIV Tour stop at the Trump and Doral?
Oh, no.
Throwing a lot at you. Are you going to go to the Saudi-funded golf tournament at the Trump and Doral?
Near your house? Lefty's going to be near there. Your house. That one's not
Koepka will be there. Phil will be there.
Yep.
I mean, the Blue Monster. You got DeChambeau. You got Patrick
Reed. If
he
shaves the beard, you'll go. That's the last straw.
Well, I'll start rooting for him again. I mean, keep the money, shave the beard. It's a weird reaction.
I will be standing outside of the Trump Doral preventing you from going in.
Oh, you're back. You realized that.
You noticed that he didn't answer the question. He just kept trying to move on.
Yeah.
Way to bring it back to it.
Yep. You've learned, kid. I'm telling you. What a week for you. I mean, I'm just pushing the limits. I'm testing how far I could take you. It's the infancy stage.
You push them.
Oh, I know.
You have pushed them.
I'll push them again.
Really?
This, Thursday.
Yeah. This goes farther?
He'll never stop pushing
them. Then 18 hours notice
it's
on a vacation?
It's why Mike doesn't do it anymore.
I was seeking your breaking point.
He was setting boundaries early in the relationship. I'm just not going to show up for work and see what happens.
I mean, Juju knew I was going to be gone. The second the Dead announced their tour, he sent it out as my vacation schedule. I mean, you could learn a thing or two from Juju. That's all I'm saying. It's a cagey vet. All of a sudden, the W in Wiggins stands for winner. Please. Hoping to get him on stupidity this week. Little game of Wiggins or Wigouts. How about that?
Billy was bumming that you weren't here last week because what was the game you wanted him to play with Izzy?
Izzy or isn't
he? Oh, I missed it! Wiggins. Wigouts.
I get it.
Yeah, I know. Just no, making sure. Yeah. Right. Back to this week. Torts. Top five people in sports and entertainment who restore order.
Oh, wow.
It should just be sports. Number five, Denny Green. Number four, Mike Keenan. Number three, terrible Tom man. Coughlin. What's the matter, Roy?
I mean,
he didn't restore any type of order in Florida. What the hell are you talking about?
It doesn't matter if you win or lose. It only matters if you restore order. Yes,
that's it. Order restored.
It was restored. He was there. Mike and Chin. I mean, stare. I mean, that's it.
He had two of them by the end.
He did, but he restored order.
He got fat on that Panther contract.
Yeah, but players were on time. I mean,
order was restored.
Okay. Yes. Number two, Mick Cronin. And number one, Dan, I think you'll agree.
Yeah, of course.
Earl Weaver.
What happened? I thought it was already Torts. I thought Torts was. I thought, how did Torts not
make your list? It goes without saying. It's the Torts top five. I mean, okay,
it's named after him?
Yeah.
All right. He's the
presenting sponsor, Dan. It's really brought to you by Torts.
It's two through six, really. It's a list of. Okay.
Now, I left out Pinella, Sweet Lou. I mean.
Yeah, he's the manager.
And Tom Shula. I mean,
he was the manager for Rob Riggle.
Yeah. Here come the Rockies. Colorado Avalanche. The quicker you understand this, the better chance you'll have of winning the cup.
They're not going to die.
If you beat the Lightning afterwards, plan on attending the funeral of John Cooper. And when you're there, kill him again for
like,
good measure.
Like that elephant.
Just to make sure he's dead.
Elephant that Lewis thinks was being bringing vengeance upon a person.
His team
was
will die.
Dead. No, it will not. It will not.
Kevin Durant, he was never that happy winning a title with you. Does anything ever end well with Kyrie Irving? Anything. Name something. Don't tell me the NBA Finals when they won a championship that ended well, but he was only there because of LeBron James. We all know that. Okay. And then he left. Why? Because it didn't end well. I mean,
I imagine trips to the bank end well for Kyrie.
That's a good point. From a sports standpoint.
That commercial.
You think he's still going to the bank, by the way?
The commercial campaign that made him.
Depositing checks?
Probably not. I'd go, if I made that much money, I'd go just to ask them, just to make them tell me how much. And I'd leave. I wouldn't even ask for anything. Tell me how much I have in here.
One of those people that just goes to the ATM just to check balance. It's not to withdraw, just checking balance, and you drive off.
I would stand in front of the ATM for hours. Tell me how much I have.
After accepting the Charlotte Hornets job, Kenny Atkinson has decided to stay with the Golden State Warriors. You, of course, know where that leaves the Hornets, Dan.
Shit out of luck.
It leaves them back at square one. Kenny Atkinson, next Warriors head coach, Collision Course, Pro Football Talk, last night's headlines, and Ndamukong Suh wants to keep playing. Chase Claypool, I'm a top three wide receiver. Jeff Fisher finished 2-8 in his first season with the USFL. Trey Waynes, in my head, I'm done playing. Matt Rhule, no timetable for Matt Corral, otherwise known as June.
Oh, but football. Football less than 3 months
I know,
away.
But what kind of football is that? In my head, I'm done. Sue, I still want to play. Fisher, 2-8. June.
Don't people want Sue?
I don't know. Do they?
Wouldn't you want Sue? I'd want Sue.
I don't know. Why? Because he's Sue?
Yeah, because he seems hard to block still.
Would you have a timetable for Matt Corral?
I would not.
Because there is one for Matt Rhule, is there not?
This year?
Yes. Hot seat. Coach K said he doesn't plan on attending Duke games next season. That's because he plans on coaching them. Pete Carroll said the Seahawks are in good shape with Drew Locke and Geno Smith at quarterback. Lying season. Also, Pete, you know what it means when you have two quarterbacks? It means you don't have one. If you played a 7-game regular season, Jeff Fisher would still figure out how to lose 8.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. If you play a 7-game regular season, would Jeff Fisher still figure out how to lose 8?
Sue Bird said she's retiring after the season. One might say she is flying off into the sunset. Others might say she flew the coop. Or she's going to spread her wings. Try some new things. Maybe she's like a bird. She only flies away. Top 5 athletes named after a bird.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you know Nelly Furtado.
Who?
Number 5.
Goose Gossage. Is that Don Nelson? Nelly.
Where's the fanfare for Goose Gossage?
You like that one?
Number 4.
Jim Thorpe. Good one. Proud of that one.
You're going to have to forgive me. I don't know what a Thorpe is.
It's a bird.
Is it?
Oh, boy.
I sure hope so.
Is it possible that...
Maybe the Jim. I mean, I don't know. The Thorpe bird. What look it up.
Are you thinking it's thorn birds? Like I don't know. The old TV show? What are you doing here?
I believe the Thorpe is a bird. Okay. Oh, Ted Hendricks, I left him off the list. Oh, my God.
Wait, it's
the mad stork.
What is this bird called, the Thorpe?
Or the Jim?
There's a Thorpe called board. The Jim.
I think there is.
It surprised me to discover that there isn't a bird called Jim.
I gotta look
Jim.
It up. Now I have to look it up.
I love the idea you're waking up in the morning with your coffee. Hey, is that Jim singing out there?
Ah, the beautiful spotted Jim.
There's a Thorpe bird. It's adorable. I'm looking at it right now. There's not?
What do you mean you're looking at it right now? Why can't
it says images for Thorpe bird? I mean, I did all...
He is right. When you Google Thorpe bird, a bunch of birds come up, but it doesn't tell you what kind of bird it is.
The first
result is a picture of birds photographed by a guy named Dennis Thorpe.
Oh, well, there you go. Boom. Your birds.
Okay. Second one is a painting, Stugatz. A water painting by Stephen Thorpe.
Stugatz,
not a bird.
If this is your list, though... What did you think a Thorpe was? Like, I want to
little
get,
birdie. I mean,
but I want to get to the bottom
cute
here.
Cute one, cute little birdie. Yeah.
What? How old are you?
He's an adult broadcaster.
You're an adult
a professional broadcaster
that has a college degree.
Yeah.
You thought that there was a bird called the Thorpe
or the Jim
or the Jim. Yeah. It's my list. I mean, make your own.
Okay. Very good. Are we on number 3 or number 2? Number 2?
Number 3. Are we sure about this Thorpe? I mean...
We don't know what you're talking about, Stugatz. You said it's
Jim Thorpe, one of the great athletes of all time.
Did he have a
number
nickname?
4.
I'm not catching... What?
What did you do
I'm
here?
I'm so confused by this.
Can you explain? It's your list,
it's
but
your
can
list.
You well, explain to us, please? It's a great
I
mystery.
I did athletes named after a bird, and somehow Jim Thorpe came up. I mean,
you just Google, but your Google search was so lazy that you just did athletes named after a bird.
Yeah.
And just someone on a Reddit page wrote something about Jim Thorpe and you just copy and pasted and made it your list.
Did you just Google greatest athletes ever? Because maybe I could understand that.
Right. No, that's not how I did it.
How did you not explain your behavior? How is it that you're not able to simply explain to us, hey, guys, I made a list, and this is what I thought. I grew up around Thorpe birds. Like, or whatever.
I think you guys might be wrong. I mean...
There's a city called Jim Thorpe in Pennsylvania. Did you guys know that?
Yep.
And there's bird watching trails there.
Exactly.
The city is named Jim Thorpe?
Yeah, Jim Thorpe is right. A town in eastern Pennsylvania.
It's where all the Thorpe birds live.
Jim Thorpe is
number
the city?
Two.
Three.
It's a real mystery here, Stugatz.
I'm not certain. Can we ask Ron? I mean, there's a Jim bird. The San Diego chicken.
Well, now, I mean, it's not called the San Diego chicken.
What
we call
mean?
It the San Diego chicken because it's from San Diego, just like Thorpe birds are from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Right.
All
right.
Are you thinking of Thorpe Perro Wildlife Park in the United Kingdom?
Perhaps. I'll take anything at this point. I mean, give me something.
Do you know how hard it is?
Did someone name their bird Thorpe?
We have a vast team of producers searching the internet trying to help you, and no one understands how you arrived at such a cataclysmic mistake.
I've never been more thrown by anything you've done in all our time together.
Really? A couple of dead shows.
We don't have any idea what you were trying to do there, and you don't either. Number two.
Tony Hawk. Hawk's a bird, Dan. Could have went AJ. I went Tony. Could have went Andre Dawson. But that's a nickname.
There's so many athletes named after birds, and you went for one.
Oh, well, make a list. Go ahead.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you stunned that Stugatz had the entire history of the bird kingdom to choose from and chose Jim Thorpe?
Thorpe bird.
I think he was right.
I think I am right.
Did you just trash talk Chris Whittingham as if it were hard to put together a list of five names that have a tie-in to a bird?
Where is it? I mean...
Go ahead, Stugatz. Please finish this mercifully and at some point give us an answer to the mystery of what you were doing here other than mushrooms.
I'd be the answer. Number one, Sue Bird. In that search, it's odd that Larry didn't come up.
It is weird.
It's a legend, though.
Yes, he is.
Not a bird. Apologies to Iron Eagle, Jay Gibbons, and Rory Sparrow.
You had extras.
Jay Gibbons. The rare first name and last name that's a bird.
Wow. Holy
shit. The Gibbons
shit,
is a bird? Yeah. Look that up, Mike. I mean, you're embarrassing yourself. Gibbons.
The Gibbons not a bird. It's a monkey.
Boom.
My apologies.
It's a big fun.
Yep.
Thorpe bird.
It sounded more like a bird than Jim Thorpe.
It did.
So I will defend you there on the Gibbons.
Well, really?
It's no better.
It's a bad mistake. Now I want to find an athlete that has a first name and a last name that's a bird. Has to start with J.
Huh. Well, check and see if Sparrow's a bird, because I gave you the Rory.
Yes, a sparrow is a bird. Can we please finish this up?
Watch out for the Brew Crew. Was my wife's birthday over the weekend. Gave her my annual gift of no sex. She repaid the favor on Father's Day with her annual gift of silence. It's one hell of a partnership we developed. Speaking of hell... or Bryles.
I love the idea of a Mother's Day gift being no sex.
That was her birthday gift.
You don't have to have any sex with me. It is such a great gift. She must be so grateful.
Oh, it's her favorite day of the year. Oh, my goodness. Dan, those are the weekend observations. The Thorpe bird.
We will get to funniest thing from the sports weekend in a second, because I do want to get to that.
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip. I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Don Levitard.
Number 3, Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Love it. It
does. I mean,
nah, I think it's an overrated fry.
You guys go ketchup or Chick-fil-A sauce when you have the Chick-fil-A fry?
Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian. Wow. That's my brother right there.
Good call.
You're my brother.
Stugatz.
Oh, my God.
What a weird interaction.
Wow.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I don't want much more of the show to go by without being able to laugh at the whole idea that Kyrie Irving might not be going back to the Nets.
He's got an opt-in, doesn't he?
Yes, and The Nets are allowing, this is a Shams report from the weekend, and other people, the suitors are going to be, it's being said it's the Lakers, it's the Clippers.
And the Knicks.
And the Knicks.
Oh, boy.
If he were to go just across town, like we haven't seen a team be good with him as the number one player. He even ruined what Isaiah Thomas did for the Celtics. We have never seen Kyrie Irving be the best player on a team and have that team be any good.
It's always been
a disappointment. But
he was the best player on those Celtic teams early on. He was the best player. No, he got hurt. They still went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
They were better. Right. They were better without him. They were better before he got there, and they're better now that he's gone.
I was a congressman in the 90s by the name of Robin Talon.
Close. Well, dig deeper.
But a Talon's not. That's a part of a bird.
Yeah, but it connotes a bird.
It does bird connote, but I think you want the purity of two birds. I think that's what you thought Jay Gibbons was is the ecstasy we seek, my friend.
Yes, I'll keep working on it. But so far, Robin Talon's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. I want you to know, though, that Stugatz had the entirety of the internet to choose from
and time
and all of bird history and chose Jim Thorpe. And I wish, Mike, I wish we could play back for the audience right now how confidently he said it, as if you guys know how great this one is. The Jim Thorpe. And all of us were staring at each other, and I was afraid to be the idiot. Well, clearly everyone knows there's a Thorpe bird out there. I'm the fool.
I think I said I was proud of that one.
You did. I think you did say that. I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
But Kyrie Irving, when you look at what's happened with him, Stugatz, that is so hard to trust. All of it. It's health standpoint. There have been questions about this dude since he was at Duke with his body, Stugatz, and how much it hurts to play that game, and he plays a good amount at the rim, and he's on the floor a good amount, and I don't know how that's going to age. I think that he's an exceptional player.
Mm-hmm.
Who has never had to carry a team, never had the responsibility, and probably has some regret. Well, has said he has some regret about leaving LeBron.
And it seems like he's trying to get back to LeBron, which is, I guess, kind of interesting. But he has that opt-in, Dan, and I mean, I would exercise the opt-in. That team's still with Kyrie, with Ben Simmons, if he comes back and he's healthy. There's a lot of ifs, but there were a lot of ifs to begin with. And of course, Kevin Durant. Why not come back and try it again if you're Kyrie? Like, what other option do you have? What better option do you have than that?
What do you think anyone in our audience can feel in terms of confidence predicting Kyrie Irving's behavior, predicting what Kyrie wants. He has said again and again that he wants to be with Kevin Durant, period. He has said that publicly. So if there's an opt-in, then he will just choose that and go back there. But that's not what's being reported. What's being reported is impasse. What's being reported is that Kyrie Irving wants a max deal. Kyrie Irving's a max deal player.
Is he? He's missed 50% of the games in Brooklyn since he's arrived for a variety of reasons.
If he plays.
Right, if he plays, but that's a big if. And it would seem to me, like, I would be curious what his open market would be. Like, would the Knicks give him the full freight, the full four-year max or whatever, and say, we're going to hitch ourselves to Kyrie Irving? For me, the interesting backdrop to this was, remember at the end of the season, he said, we're going to work with Kevin Durant and Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, and be like, we're all together going to make decisions about what's going on, as if he's a part of that ownership triumvirate.
Oh, but they have, what has happened there, like, there are many reasons that story is interesting, but Marks and the others have put, they've all put their quotes out there saying, yeah, he's got to be available. Like, enough with not available. They've been paying him a lot of money, Stugatz, which then ends up being something that gets taken back in fines because he missed so many games.
But Dan, they signed him originally, to Chris's point, after he had played 67 games, 60 games, 53 games. He's never there. He's not always there. You're not going to get 82 out of him.
No, but that's okay. You don't need 82 out of him.
Get 60 and be there for the playoffs.
You don't need 82. Right. That's not even how we're doing it anymore. That day's dead. That's over. Like, Jokic will do it, but nobody else is doing it. What you don't get from him, which is what you need if you're going to guarantee someone these kinds of dollars, is you need something that feels reliable. You're doing stuff on he's never available. 20 games a season, that doesn't matter anymore. They will pay you full rate for 60 games.
Sure.
65 games. They do it all over the league, and we've come to realize, Stugatz, I don't know if any of you saw Jimmy Butler walking through the design district over the weekend. He's walking slowly, like 2 weeks later. I don't know what any of that did to his body.
Sure.
But he looked like it's 2 weeks later, and Jimmy Butler is walking across the street, and he looks like an old man.
The speed
with which he's walking is, and that could be anybody on any morning in Miami if you've had too much to drink. But my point is, we now have more information than we've ever had about the travel and stuff and everything. The bubble showed us, the travel is affecting the way these guys play. The fatigue, of course. They're going from city to city. They can't get into every hot tub. They're arriving at 4 a.m. Their rest might not be what it needs to be. And so we've changed everything on an availability of a player. But when Chris Whittingham says, is he a max player? The answer to that is indisputably yes, if we're just paying for talent. But it's a different thing here. And he thought he was going there with Kevin Durant to run that organization. And they have. But when the losing arrives, that's when everyone gets tested on how together are you really? Because Kevin Durant got Harden out of there in a hurry. Like, one would assume that a deal of that sort takes some machinations working with the agents, with everything, to get James Harden there.
Sure.
James Harden's a former teammate. You knew him 10 years ago. Like, can you imagine a lot of scenarios in our industry or among friends and colleagues where people would work together? They would get together 10 years later, and after being together for 10 minutes, they would break up again because they hate each other because of how much change has happened in that decade.
No, it was odd. It's an odd situation, but most situations with Kyrie are odd, and the Nets should have known that when they got into business with him and Kevin Durant. He's played 113 games in 3 seasons for the Nets. It is hard to give that guy a max deal.
Okay, and you say that, but I would say to everyone listening to this, every one of you would have wanted that team. Every one of you,
no doubt,
would have wanted Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to say, you know where I want to be? I want to be there.
100%.
Your city, and they chose, and it's been a disaster. Like, it's crazy to think that DeAndre Jordan, that the Warriors were imploded when he left there, because they, when you look at the story of the league the last 5 years, we've been talking about it about the last 10 years because it's been so LeBron dominated. But when you look the story of the league, Stugatz, Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Steph Curry fighting for the decade, as we talk about immortals, as we talk about who's top 10, fighting for who's the player of the last 20 years, Kevin Durant's journey through the guy who quietly signed back with OKC, not doing a TV show. So he got the mythology of Kevin Durant is better than the evil LeBron. LeBron made it about commerce. Kevin Durant is the good guy. He just goes to the gym. All he wants to do is ball. At the end of that, you get this distortion filled with corruption and acid, like contaminated, resentment. Kevin Durant smoking weed all the time and fighting with everybody on Twitter. Kyrie Irving, loopy, and just not reliable in any way. And all of us would have taken it because of the possibility of the talent.
Right.
Does LeBron take that back?
Yes.
Well, it's not going to be Westbrook for Kyrie Irving. Like, it's not that you got to, what do they have? You're going to, Kyrie Irving has value. Like,
he does, but he can opt in and make all that money. I don't know. Would you be willing to pay some of his contract for him just to go away? Because no team is going to sign him to what it is he wants to be signed for. Would Westbrook be the best you can get for Kyrie Irving at this point?
You don't think Michael Jordan right now, if you told him, Charlotte, you don't think Michael Jordan right now, if you told him, he can't get a coach. Nobody wants that. That's no good. That doesn't win playoff games.
I mean, he's got LaMelo Ball.
I know, but what I'm saying is you don't think that Michael Jordan would give him a max? Just because you got so
many. If he was willing to come to Charlotte, yeah.
But you have so many teams in the league who would love. Man, the economy on these guys. You got 20 guys who are worth anything who come into your city and make it matter because they'll make their money back in ticket sales the moment they bring hope of any kind to. Man, Sacramento hasn't been to the playoffs in 16 years.
But right. Kyrie Irving's not going to go to Sacramento. He's going to want to go to one of these big marketplaces or teams that can win, and that's when it gets tricky. You do have the sign and trade option. There was some conversation about what would you send back. Westbrook was mentioned. Really, the only other thing the Lakers could send is Anthony Davis, but that's probably a non-starter for the Lakers. But like the sign and trade partner doesn't appear obvious.
My point would be that if he says max is his value, and I'm telling you, there are 10 teams in the league who would give him the max, then that's his value. Now it becomes, in the age of player empowerment, as they took over that franchise, where does he want to play? The thing that's funny about some of this is that there are rewards. At every turn, Kyrie Irving has received rewards. It hasn't resulted in winning, but it has resulted in him having things exactly the way Kyrie Irving wants them. You're your own boss. Everybody wants that. Everybody would love to work for an organization where, wait, I don't have to do the suicide sprints. I'm in charge here.
But you think Kevin Durant wants him gone, right?
Like, no, I'm not.
Wouldn't it stand to reason?
I don't know what's happening there. I can't predict what these guys are thinking. I can't. This team's too volatile, and Kyrie's shown you too many times publicly that it doesn't even matter what he's saying.
But I can imagine a scenario where Durant's thinking to himself, man, I came here to play with you. You can do the most basic thing in the world, which is get a shot. It's science. Get a shot.
He never expressed anything publicly. Kevin Durant didn't. He never had any problem.
I'm just saying it stands to reason,
okay,
though.
Okay, but he has said no to that, and Kyrie Irving has said at every turn, Kevin Durant is my guy. This is who I'm here with. I'm staying here.
Yeah, but this season ended in a way that I don't think Durant expected it to end, with them getting bounced out in the first round and the team that he left being better without him. Golden State winning a title before that's fair, but winning a title before he wins one with Kyrie is not something I think Kevin Durant expected.
Kyrie does have some power here in that he controls the option. And usually this is a spot where at 30, a player would opt out to sign a long-term contract and get that security. Do you think that there would be teams willing to pay him the max right now as presently constituted? Because I do. I think the big question here is, what does Kyrie do? He's the most enigmatic player in the league. It would stand to reason that naturally, you in this scenario, you opt out and you re-sign with your team and you get a longer-term deal. However, the reports are that the team isn't down for that right now. They don't want to continue tying their boat to Kyrie Irving. So it's a pickle. What does he decide?
I think the Lakers would. I think the Knicks would. Those are two teams I think he'd go to. Do you think the Heat would?
I do.
So do I.
It's weird. This is a player in Kyrie Irving. The reports were, I think Stephen A. said yesterday that Kyrie Irving would hold his own practices after Steve Nash left the court. It's a weird fit for a lot of reasons. But also there's that old First Take interview where Jimmy Butler said his favorite player in the league is Kyrie Irving. And that would be a fascinating fit. And that's how you kind of, he wanted Kyle Lowry here because he's his friend and he likes a fit. If you tell him, hey, we're getting rid of Kyle Lowry, you risk making him surly. But if you say we're getting rid of Kyle Lowry for Kyrie Irving, I would take him here.
I love that this is where we are a couple of days after the season ended because
the best.
Jason Tatum should be grateful for all of that. Because before that series started, Jason Tatum was on the historic run toward Stugatz, said before the playoffs and much of this season, this is Kevin Durant. He's an exceptional player. I don't think he's Kevin Durant. I don't think it's an indictment of him to say that he's not quite Kevin Durant and might not be. But one of the things that he learned and the Warriors learned is he can't, like him and Jaylen Brown have trouble going to their left. They have trouble with some things. So the stat is damning, Stugatz, that Tatum was worse on layups and he might be hurt than Steph Curry was on threes. Like that,
crazy.
That's a dismantling. When he has more than 100 turnovers in the series and he can't make layups and they need him, the series was there for the taking, Stugatz.
They needed
a fourth quarter of not 30% shooting from him. Be a star. And
there were nights where he gave them 27 and the team needed 47. And Tatum was unable to deliver on a couple of those nights. Growing pains? Well, this is the learning process?
Yes, and you have to suffer it, and it has to hurt so that you – I mean, LeBron learned it here. I mean, that J.J. Barea thing at the end where he won't post him up and his passing the last 5 minutes, he's panicked. He's throwing it around. He does not want the basketball because he knows he's about to get buried. The internet wins. Bleep you, LeBron. He's scared. And what did he do? He goes into hiding in his house, suffers, and comes back with a post game. Comes back the next season. And that is, like, Jason Tatum will hurt. This will hurt. It's embarrassing. Charles Barkley's in a hockey game last night, and there's a turnover. He's calling it a Tatum. Nobody's ever had more than 100 turnovers.
He played a lot of games, a lot of minutes.
He also had a four-game sweep. Let's not forget that. Yeah. Usually, if you have a lot of turnovers, the list, it's actually a good list to be on. There's a lot of all-time greats that are on that list. He's topping it. He's the first one to get 100. Jason Tatum did suffer a stinger against the Miami Heat about a month ago. Suffered a stinger. I didn't have effects a month after. I'm also not a world-class athlete.
He was holding his shoulder in the last series.
He would hold his shoulder a couple minutes into the game.
When it was convenient.
And make a big scene of it just to kind of remind you. The great ones overcome the injury. They tell their body, not today. Steph Curry also hurt his foot in that series. He found a way to overcome. Tatum couldn't.
But Mike, when you stay on the team that drafted you, this is kind of the way it works, right? Like Giannis had some heartbreak. Tatum is now going through some heartbreak. Ja Morant is going through some heartbreak. Luka just went through it. Durant decided not to go through it. He joined the team that beat him. I mean,
he went through it plenty.
He lost a finals.
He was up 3-1.
He lost a finals with the Oklahoma City Thunder. He had his fair share of suffering.
Right.
He just didn't clear that hurdle with the team that he did the suffering with.
Yeah, but we want you to suffer more. Max suffering. Just stay with your team.
It's Kyrie Irving. I think he suffered plenty.
Listen, that's a good point. Giannis failing and then finally succeeding as the number one guy, although Whittingham thought he was the number two to Middleton, that felt good for Giannis in a way that Durant's titles did not feel. I'm telling you, they feel better when you do it that way.
He's telling you, having won so many championships.
I'm telling you.
Damian Lillard, you're not going to say this about him when he demands to leave because he's 12th in the conference.
Now, if he stays put, Dan, that's a better career than going to, fish for a championship somewhere else. Just stay in Portland. I'll have max respect for you if you stay in Portland.
He doesn't want your max respect. It's worth so little. What does your max respect mean?
They just stay put.
I know that's how you get your max respect. I know that that's how you get it. What is it? If I say, honestly, if If
I just say it on the air and don't mean it.
But
I mean,
let's put him. Let's put Damian Lillard in that chair right now, and I have him look across at you, and I say, Dame, you're going to be a 12 seed in Portland, and you're going to waste the rest of your career there. They're never going to be able to get anybody for you. But 10 years from now, you're going to have the maximum respect of this guy right here, Stugat. Do you think that that has any worth for him? Do you think he's saying that?
I sure hope not.
Do you think it goes in his decision-making process? You know, I'm really hurting here, and I don't love that we lose. And I see him, I'm far away, but if I could just have the maximum respect of Stugat on a day when he's still killing Steph Curry.
For winning.
Why is Damian Lillard doing this to himself? Why? Why is he diamond-handsing Nurkic? Just... No one's going to hold it against you, dude.
That's what the legends do, Mike. I mean, they stay put. You know, a team believed in him. A city has cheered him on. He had a big moment, hit a shot, waved goodbye to the team he was playing. I don't remember who it was and what round it was, but I remember Rockets. That moment, the Rockets. He had his moment. It was like winning a title right then and there.
But it wasn't.
Respect.
Are you looking at this roster? I just found out Eric Bledsoe is a Trailblazer.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea.
He's got to get out of there.
The player who led the Trailblazers this season in games played was Ben McLemore.
Oh, my God.
No.
There were 27 players that played for the Portland Trailblazers.
Is that
this
season. Same Ben McLemore?
Yes, the same Ben McLemore.
Thrift shop?
Hey, it's Mike, and I know you were hoping for an update on those fishtail ponds in my backyard. Well, have I got news for you. I actually got lighting installed, and I can change it with an app. Beautiful fishtail ponds lit up red, depending on my mood. If my hockey team wins, we light those suckers red. Anyways, I like being outside. I like looking at those fishtail ponds. You love hearing about it. But what's in my hand other than my app changing the lighting? A Miller Lite is in my hand. That's right, because I know when a Miller Lite is in my hand, I make a good time, Miller time. I take that first sip, I know immediately I made the right call. Nothing goes with my fishtail ponds quite like a Miller Lite. It makes everything so much better. And I'm going to have some people over. I'm going to toss them that beautiful white can. They're going to say, heck yeah. And they're going to have that first sip and know, just like me, that they made the right call. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.